following program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go.
Hear me now!
3, 2, 1.
Pirate Radio.
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the Sausage. Patty the Plate.
We're here. I'm here in the studio, and we got on the line. We got Pat the Pipe and Richie the Sausage. Because see, they're not allowed in the studio because you know they got that disease going around.
We got a disease, all right.
Yeah, I heard it started in China, and then it went to Italy.
I'm ready to catch that Hoya's disease.
This is Pirate Radio of Israel. May I help you?
So what's been happening in the past fucking week?
Same.
What can we talk about?
Same shit, man. Different day.
Yeah.
Same shit, just a different day.
I'm getting tired of it, man.
All over and over, eh?
I'm getting tired of hearing the same shit. You know?
It is like a Groundhog Day. It's the truth.
Yeah, it is.
It's the same shit over and over. You're never going to get a fucking right. He says, like everybody wants, we've got a little bit of bubble. Can't be no biter. Can't get nothing. Better not drive a car because you might get an accident, die. No, we can't do any of that shit anymore. We have to stay in our houses, work from home. Hey, do everything from home.
Hey, so let me ask you this. I showed you this morning, Rich. If you go on Google and you type any number you want, and then type new cases, hit go. Dave, I want you to try it.
New cases?
Yeah, hit any number you want. Pick a number. Pick any fucking number you want.
853 new cases. Hey,
yes.
They got 853 cases were in this spot. That's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. You know, the whole... I know there's a lot of cases, but you're going to get sick. No matter what, you can't stop yourself from getting sick. Yeah, so we test a lot, we get a lot of cases. As long as the death rate stays down, I mean, our death rate in Florida is like 1.5%. New York, it was 10% in its peak there. They're saying we're like New York. We're nothing like fucking New York. So we got a lot of cases.
Hey, we're all like New York.
They're getting better.
We're all like New York down here. Come on. Everything down here is like New York.
Yeah.
You got bagels of New York. You got Italian restaurants of New York. It's all like New York down here.
We should have COVID-19 of New York, right?
Yeah.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
We're testing like 100, close to 150,000 people a day. That's like 1% of our population every fucking day. Come on, you're going to have some fucking cases. But are the death rates really going up that much? Come on, give me a break. And they don't want to open the schools.
Well, they want to close down Miami again.
Well, if that's a hot spot, you got to deal with it.
Well, they got 81,000 cases there now. That's a lot.
Are the actual cases, listen, last week there was a motorcycle accident on I-95. A guy got hit with a pickup truck and died at the scene, and they put, he died of COVID-19. Now, where the fuck did that come from?
When he got
the guy that hit him, how?
Oh, when he got into the hospital, he went in the wrong side of the hospital. They brought him in the COVID side, and he got the disease.
Fucking died.
Well,
they probably hit him with a taken fucking needle at the site. Oh, you got COVID. Yeah, still, the zero, from birth to 17 years old, you had 30.
You're breaking up, Richie. You're breaking up.
Yes.
You're breaking up, man.
From zero. From birth to 17, they've had 30 deaths from this virus. 30. Okay, why don't you open schools? Come on. And this flu season, 219, 220 flu season last year to this year, from 0 to 17, you have 144 died from the flu. Not from COVID, from the flu. We're not closing it for that. You got more people dying of the flu of from 18 and below in the school, but we don't close schools because of that. You have 190 deaths of 0 to 17 due to fucking depression.
Well, we better
close the fucking schools because these kids are dying of depression. Then you had over 4,100 people die last year, kids. 0 to 17 died from other accidents, drownings. Maybe we should ban swimming pools and we shouldn't fucking transport kids to school either because more of them are dying that way. Well, what's going on here?
Well, you know, nobody really, really stayed home when they were sick. You know, in the past, if you had the cold or whatever, or bad cold, if you went to work, you coughed. Other people got in the office. Even the flu, sometimes people went to work. Now people are going to be scared. They're not going to go in anymore. They're going to stay home and use their sick time.
Yeah, the sick time.
And that's what it's for. I see that all the time. I used to see people coming all the time with the flu. I said, get the hell out of my office, man. You know, I don't want that shit.
Yeah, you don't
want
to get sick.
No, get out of here.
Well, Dave, you got a flu shot. Why should you worry?
Yeah, but still, it depends what they have, what else in it, you know, and get the hell out of my office, man. If you're that sick, go home. You got days, take them. But most of them say, oh, no, I don't want to take my days when I'm sick. I want to take them when I feel better.
Exactly. And it's all a false sense of security. It's, oh, I got a flu shot, so maybe I won't get the flu. But you only got about a 40% chance of that flu shot actually working. But yet people will continue on with their life because they got this flu shot. That's the same thing with these vaccines. There's nothing 100%. There's nothing 100%. Nothing. Nothing. Well, you gotta. The kids got to get back to school. We got to get back to some kind of freaking normal. Come on.
Well, you're not going to see normal. I don't think you're going to see normal until after the elections. Then there's going to be cures and all this other stuff.
What are you trying to tell me, Pat?
If Biden gets in, COVID-19 will disappear on November the 4th. If Biden gets it.
No, COVID's not
good. That's what I said. November, whenever the fucking election, day after the election. Just going to do just like you did with H1N1. Stop fucking testing people. I don't want to see no more cases. They stopped testing people for the H1N1 that he was part of. And that was maybe it wasn't a pandemic, maybe it was an epidemic. But still, they didn't do shit. They didn't restock the fucking goddamn the national fucking stockpile. They didn't do any of that shit. Now, forget it. That thing is full to the gills. The walls will be busted out. If you ever have another one, you're going to have so much shit, you don't even know what the fuck to do with it all. All you got to do is move from place A to place B. Let's get it there. It's there. It's stocked. That's what the Obama administration should have done. Stock. Instead, they were too busy. Let's get some dirt on Trump. Let's get an insurance policy. Let's get this. Fuck the country. We just want to fuck him. It's like, what the hell is going on here? I don't understand.
Anybody with a half a brain could see what's going on. The way they're planning all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Unfortunately,
this has got nothing to do with black lives or anything else. This is right now, basically, it's about an election. No. That's all it is.
It has nothing to do, you're right. Because let me tell you, we had a chance of ending, when George Floyd got killed by that officer, you had the whole country. I don't care if you're Democrat, I don't care if you're Republican, I don't care if you're independent, I don't care if you're black, white, green, yellow, purple, or orange. Everybody was appalled by that. That was a chance to fix it. Instead, we got Black Lives Matter, and the only Black Lives Matter is if they're in with... It turned into a total mess. And let me tell you what what I, how I see this. But you ever, it's like Black Lives Matter is like someone blowing up a 747 to kill one person on there because that person, maybe it's a sheik or something, and his wife is on that plane. They blow the whole fucking plane up so that she disappears and everybody else is collateral damage. That's the way Black Lives Matter. They don't give a shit about all the other collateral damage, all the other people get hurt and killed and looted and all this shit, as long as it pushes their narrative forward. They don't give a lying fuck about nothing else. Nothing.
The main thing is follow the money. Who's supporting them? Who's putting bats out in New York for a march? Who's putting bricks out for them to throw at the police? Who's giving the orders to shoot the police, which is a fucking disgrace? We have to have law and order. Otherwise, it's going to be like the fucking Wild West.
Exactly.
People are going to be going around, and you're never going to know what the hell's going to happen.
Hey, look, you want to see what's going to happen? Yeah, I don't like fucking Biden. You've seen the Biden-Sanders plan, right? Have you seen that 110-page thing that they came up with? They want to get rid. Here's some of the fucking key points. No more detention centers. They want to get rid of all detention centers. No more deportations, including MS-13. No more. You know? End prosecution of border crossing. Support sanctuary cities, giving illegals better fucking rights than any American has right now. Incentivize illegal child smuggling. That should fucking goddamn make everybody, oh my god, expand asylum for new illegals, cancel all asylum agreements with any other country, taxpayer-funded lawyers for all illegal aliens, abolish immigration enforcement, no ICE, none of that shit, all gone. Grant work permits for illegals so they can just take all the jobs, whatever. Provide subsidies and welfare for illegals, government health care for illegals, federal student aid and free community college for illegals. Sign up new illegals for welfare immediately. Immediately. That's fuck. End requirement for self-sufficiency. And maximize welfare for these people. You don't have to have a job. So, you don't have to prove that you got a job. We're just going to give you all this fucking money. And all even from jihadist countries. Oh, I'm not finished, Pat. And this is just a little bit. This is a grant mass amnesty, vastly expand the low-skill immigration. See, increase refugee admittance by 700%. Abolish law enforcement as we know it. End cash bail. Abolish the death penalty. Appoint social justice prosecutors to free violent criminals. Who the fuck? Why would you do that?
To bring down the
jail and prison closures. You know, we don't have no people because we advocated for all these fucking violent murderers. They're no longer in jail. We don't need this jail. Let's just close it down. Free federal housing and then we're going to give them free federal housing too when they get.
So now, given all this stuff that you're saying, how are they going to fund this? How are they going to fund
this? We make more money. Make more money. Make more money.
Here's the deal. Now when you go...
Work with his dirt.
Now when you go to buy a loaf... When you go to buy a loaf of bread, now it's going to be $10. Because they got to make this money up someplace. Anything you...
$100 fucking.
Probably $100.
Like Venezuela, where they're fucking... They
shopping bags of money
just to get a fucking bologna sandwich. That's crazy. And of course, they also want to end fucking choice for schools, and they want to abolish all charter schools, by the way. Not to mention no carbon, fucking zero emissions from homes and buildings by 2030. No carbon emissions. And net zero carbon emissions from all power plants by 2050. That's no gas, no oil, no nothing. It's wind and fucking solar, and that's fucking crazy. People will be flocking to come to this. Who the fuck wouldn't want to live here? I can tell you who wouldn't want to live here. Taxpayers wouldn't want to fucking live here. That's who wouldn't want to live here. Everybody else will just be coming in droves from every fucking country. Can you imagine what this pandemic would have? Oh, we ain't got no cases in fucking Europe. Yeah, because you got no fucking people because they're all over here getting all the free shit. No, you can't even imagine this pandemic if you had open borders. Can you even imagine what it would be like? It's ridiculous.
Hello, this is Juan on the phone. I changed my name to Juan.
To bring the country down.
They want to kill us. They just do. Anybody who votes, they really want the power. And Biden will say anything. You know, so do you really want a politician? Trump ain't afraid to say what he's going to do, even if lots of people don't like what he's got to say. Biden just says, yeah, I'll do that. And when he gets in, he ain't going to do a fucking thing because he can't do all that fucking shit. So you're going to be stuck with a fucking lying, cheap suit, fucking empty fucking hole that can't do shit. Can't do shit.
A lying, cheap suit.
A lying... I mean, how can you... Where are you going to get the money for all this shit? Come on! There's no way in hell! Hey, this country will end up owned by fucking China. Well, they'll be borrowing money from them. And you better learn to speak Mandarin, because, hey, this is going to be their country now. And if you don't want any part of their fucking communist shit that they have over there, oh, my God, it's terrible. People are fucking shot for even just thinking the wrong way. Forget protest. Peaceful protest? You may be protesting peacefully amongst yourself, but your government, their government over there is shooting and killing them because of that. That's what you want? Oh, okay. Everybody's going to be, oh, we're peacefully protesting, and here comes the government. Oh, no, now. Next line, who's going to fucking step up next? Because they kill people over there fucking for having the difference of their opinion.
That's what I always said about the people protesting with Trump. Go to North Korea and protest against Kim Jong-sung there and see how far they get. Over here, they kill them. He kills them, and that's it. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also protesting in China, but China's a much bigger area. The Communist Party's only so fucking, but they will silence you. They will fucking silence you. If you think they're free, oh my God! God! Yeah, they want these fucking, because they want all the free shit. The only thing that won't be free are the fucking people. Everything else will be free. Yeah, you want free. Free, everything's going to be fucking generic, by the way. Oh, yeah, you want fucking cereal here. It says cereal. It doesn't say Frosted Flakes or fucking this or that. It's one kind, my friend, but you'll have
General Tao.
There it is. Of course,
General Tao.
No mouth to go with that, because we've got to get rid of farting cows.
Oh, definitely. They got to go.
Yeah.
They gotta go, them cows. They can't be farting.
Oh, my God. Did you see the commercial? What is it, McDonald's? And now they got somebody there fucking, they're trying to feed them lemongrass or something so they don't fart as much. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that.
No, I really can't imagine it.
Can you imagine guys that are sitting out there with the fucking meters and counting fucking goddamn farts. I went to college and I'm counting farts from a cow. Fuck out of here.
Hey, did you hear about Mickey Rourke and Robert De Niro?
No.
What about them?
Mickey Rourke called out Robert De Niro because De Niro called him a liar on something, and he said basically, Mickey Rourke told Robert De Niro, "You're a big fucking crybaby. You're washed up." And he is washed up. He says, you played a tough guy in the movies, but you're a punk in real life.
It's exactly right.
Well, of course it's right.
Oh, God. you better believe he fucking is.
I won't watch any of that. I'm not watching football anymore. I'm not going to watch baseball anymore. I don't give a fuck about them. And we got with pancakes. We got to take the lady off, Aunt Jemima. Now we got these actresses and stuff, singers, Lady Antebelle or something. Now it's just Lady L.A. because that was a racist name before. They want to change Dixie Highway because it's racist. Everything is racist. Yeah, everything.
Oh,
they can write on the street. They can write on the street all this shit, and then when somebody goes to cover it up, that person is racist.
Well, so in other words, if you go against what they say, you're just racist. So the white
exactly.
people are all racist, because they're going against everything that's been... it's fucking crazy. You know, like the change that Washington, the Redskins, they're getting
yes.
rid of. Maybe they should change the name of the Washington Redskins to the Washington Asshole. But then all the politicians would probably be offended. Or maybe they should call them the Washington Swamp Creatures. Well, they'd be offended by that,
No, I think they should call... I think they should call them the Redskins, put a Redskin potato there.
Yeah, put a Redskin potato.
You're done,
You have to call the only way you're going to be able to... is the Washington football team. Next, the LGBTQ will be fucking goddamn Packers. You can't use Packers. You're fudge Packers or whatever. You can't use that. We're going to change their name, too. And what about the Minnesota Vikings? Vikings are slaves, kill people, fucking pillage shit all over the fucking place. Come on.
Now, do you notice they...
shit about that yet, but then they'll be the bird lovers, and so what's your bird lovers? Oh, we got to get rid of the Eagles, the Seahawks, the Ravens, the Cardinals, the Falcons.
Buccaneers.
Green New Deal people won't want to call the New York Jets anymore.
Well, you got to get rid of the Jets and the Giants.
Because they use oil. Jets use oil.
No, holy definitely. Do you know that they knocked down a statue of a black man, Frederick Douglass? Black Lives knocked it down. Now, does that even make fucking sense?
No.
Come on now.
Really?
Come on.
They want to create chaos. They just want. They want
that. That's the key. That's the key word.
People are gonna,
chaos.
Yeah, they want to create chaos. They just do.
Exactly.
These people, they've got to stand up for this. If the Republicans, if they lose this election, that's it. It's done. They will change everything if they get all this power. They will change everything. You won't be able to vote from, everything will be vote from home. You'll never win another fucking election. This is very important. If they win, it's over. It's Venezuela in probably less than 10 years. It's owned by China in less than 10 years. They'd be begging Trump to fucking run again, which he wouldn't be able to do. But they'll be begging for somebody like him. You need somebody who's got fucking ball. Biden gets in, it's apology tour number fucking two. He's going to go around apologizing for fucking everything and lining his pockets in the media. Trust me, that is one corrupt fucking son of a bitch. They all are. They all are. I'm sorry. You got fucking, come on, man. Trump has done more in 3.5 fucking years than anybody has done. If you put everything almost together, I think he's done more than those idiots there now. You gotta be kidding me, man. You gotta get rid of these fucking people. But too many people are not smart enough to figure it out. The sheep. They'll follow you right up the fucking cliff if that's where you go. Right up the fucking cliff. They don't give a shit. They're just sheep. They just follow.
You know, that's good.
This is what everybody thinks. This is what I should fucking do. And they got this mass hysteria with this COVID shit. Oh, we can't do this. We can't go out of our homes. We can't do shit. Just send us money. What the fuck do you need money for then if you're not leaving? Fuck it. Don't anybody ever pay any rent, dollar, whatever. You eat whatever the fuck walks in front of your house. You fucking grow bean sprouts. Whatever the fuck you got to do. Grow them. Eat that shit. You don't need no fucking money. What do you need fucking money for? You ain't gonna fucking pay anything anyway. Cortez, she says, fucking, you ever think that, oh, this shit is because people are looting because they need to get some bread? I'll give you some fucking bread. Really. The people are doing all this violence and increased fucking murder because they want a loaf of fucking bread. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, that's the biggest fucking bunch of bullshit I ever heard. She's dumber than a box of rocks, and that's who is going to be in charge of Biden's fucking goddamn energy plan. He's fucking AOC. Can you fucking imagine that idiot having that kind of power? Come on.
No.
No,
this
way.
Is what they.
And you're going to have Bozo O'Rourke in charge of the fucking goddamn guns? Forget it. Come take my guns. Come see. Because, hey, whether I have 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 guns, I got millions of fucking bullets.
Well, you know how they're going to do that, right?
Millions of them.
They're just going to drop millions a bomb on your house, man.
Well, that's what they're going to have to fucking do.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to say, oh, he's a terrorist. We have to bomb him.
Hey, whatever. They're going to have to do that.
You hear about the woman in Boston? She went into a Verizon store, and they told her she wasn't allowed in there because she wasn't wearing a mask, and she didn't have the right proper dress on. So she just picked up a dress and pissed all over the floor and left.
Oh, jeez.
People are going nuts, man.
They probably went to T-Mobile and got themselves. You know, all this shit about the mask. What about the people that, hey, guess what? You got millions and millions of cases, and don't think that they're all active cases. Out of the 3 million cases we got, probably 2.5 million of them already have fucking cured and have gotten over this, or at least 2 million. So these people can't get it or give it. Why the fuck should they have to wear a mask?
Well, why not?
They have to breathe in their carbon dioxide and fucking get some other kind of fucking disease. You know, if I've already had this disease and I can't give it to you and I can't get it, why the fuck should I have to wear a mask?
Courtesy.
Why?
Courtesy.
Oh, I see. So I got to do it for courtesy. You know what? That's why when I go in places that require them, I wear them.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you're doing it for.
I can guarantee 99%. I've already had this fucking thing.
But you can
gotten over it. Probably didn't even know I had it.
But you can get it back.
Get
it back.
Fuck that. I'm not kidding. So what? It obviously didn't do shit to me the first fucking time. It ain't gonna do shit to me. As it mutates, it gets fucking weaker and weaker. So it's... If it didn't do shit to me the first time, it ain't gonna do shit to me the second or the third time either.
Yeah, but see, some people are carriers, and they're giving it out to people, and they take it home to, and their parents or grandparents get it, and they die. Because their immune system's so weak. That's the problem. It's like the flu. You know, you can get the flu every other year, and it's a different strain.
You protect those fucking people. You socially distance away from those people.
Right, but they're not doing it.
That's what you fucking do.
Young kids are not doing it. That's the problem. They're being like assholes.
Well, you know what? That's because these young kids, they haven't been taught a fucking thing.
That's right.
To just
be on their phone.
They haven't been taught nothing. They're taught fucking all this fucking green fucking sleeves and all this bullshit that means fucking nothing. This world is not in a fucking bubble. You have certain risks every time you fucking wake up. Every time you walk out that front door, there's a risk to be taken. If you zero risk, stay in your fucking house, stay in your bed, and hope. Just hope that an airplane don't come landing on the fucking roof of your house and kill you that way. Because that can happen too, by the way.
The kids,
how are you going to stay? A bomb fucking shelter? No, he's going to fucking stay. What happens if that? If the ventilation system in the bomb shelter goes down and now you can't fucking breathe. So there's a risk. It's not a big risk, but there's a risk. There's a risk in everything you do. If you don't think there's a risk in getting behind the fucking wheel of a car every fucking day, you're a fucking idiot. You're living in la-la land.
Of course there's a risk.
There's a risk in every single thing that we do. You
even voting.
If the media was making a big stink about fucking traffic accidents or whatever, people would probably be afraid to fucking drive. But they don't say shit about it. They don't say shit about it. People just go about their own business. The same thing. Oh, if you catch this disease, they haven't. If you catch this disease. It's not even if you catch this disease. They're saying when you catch this disease, you're going to die. That's how they got these fucking people thinking. Chances are 99.5% of the time, you're going to be fine. Probably 80% of the time, it isn't even going to affect you. You don't even know you fucking had it probably 70 to 80% of the time, you never know you had it. You probably had it, you fucking know it.
The whole PDA.
A little sicker than others, hey, we get sick all the fucking time. But only the whole in a fucking plastic bubble.
The whole key here is fear. Fear to control people. Fear.
Yeah. Yeah. In a nutshell, that's all it is.
Well, that's the only thing the millenniums kind of know about, fear. They don't know nothing else because they don't have no respect for anything.
They don't know what people did to... So this like that one video we were watching, they don't know what people did to give the freedom for these fucking assholes
out
there protesting about stupid fucking shit. If it wasn't for fucking people that put their... Forget risking... catching a disease that probably wouldn't do shit to you. These people risk their lives to save this country, to save this land. And these are idiots, so that these idiots can go protest about fucking whatever, some stupid shit, and then they incite violence, and people get fucking violent, and they burn shit down. And like I said, we had a chance. Everybody was appalled by what happened to George Floyd. That was our chance, right then and there.
Yep.
End this shit. To deal with this shit. But this is how we fucking deal with it. This isn't the way to do it, man. This is not the way to do it. What we got is shit. And that's what these idiots want to give you. It's fucking fear. And everybody just go and do whatever the fuck they want. Well, the government's going to take it because then they'll be, oh, trust me. When they take over, get it.
Well, they keep saying it's another group doing that, and making people get rowdy in these groups and all that, and they want to tear the country apart.
That's the whole key behind it, to tear the country apart.
Right.
That's the main goal.
Right, and did you listen to Paul's new video
yeah,
out there?
I heard half of it. I didn't hear all
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, he said we are in deep shit if we keep going the way we are. We're not ever going to get out of debt. Never.
Never.
We're going to keep playing. We're going to keep printing money just to pay off bills, and the money's going to be worth nothing. And then people say about the black people, you know, you got Terry Perry, you got Oprah, you got all the people in the NBA, the NFL, you know, and you got baseball. All those minorities, they're all making tons of money.
Exactly.
So I don't want to hear that they're not making no money. It depends where you go in your history and where you line yourself up is where you're going to make the money. If you stay out in the street and don't do anything, you're not going to make any money. But if you go to colleges or something else and you become a football player or a basketball player, you're going to make some money. Opportunities are out there. You just got to take them. You got to grab them. Not stealing, not burning stuff down, you know?
Stealing and burning is just another way to control people. And let them blow off steam. You know, they're killing innocent fucking people. Makes no sense whatsoever except to control people through fear.
Well, is this? And then you'll have fear people that... You'll have these elites up top and everybody else down below. And what a fucking mess you will have. What a fucking mess. People will be fucking begging for fucking water for crying out loud.
Well, all I know is...
Everything.
If Biden wins, we better have more Democrats in the Senate and in the House, so that way we can kill everything.
We better have more what?
Better have more Republicans in the House and the Senate so we can start killing things if he does get elected.
Exactly. When you said Democrats. We gotta
block them.
You have to fucking have one or the other. You have to have one or the other.
Right, and that's usually what happens
fucking,
then.
You cannot give these people, you know, hey, they're going to say, oh, well, the Republicans had all the power first. Yeah, but there was a lot of them that didn't understand Trump. You got to remember, this guy came, he didn't come from their fucking goddamn... He wasn't one of them. He was somebody. So at first they didn't know what the hell he was really going to fucking do.
Right.
By the time they figured out that he was for this fucking country and to make this place great, it was too fucking late. Because then you get these assholes like AOC and fucking Omar Arnold. He said they tore that apart. Trust me. When the Democrats, if for some reason they get the House, the fucking Senate, and the White House,
they
won't waste any fucking time.
No, they're going to change it
again
quick.
They all know each other, and they're all fuck people.
Yep.
What's that?
That's right.
What's going to happen? It isn't going to take long. You're going to see more shit fucking happen, and you can... It'll be a whirlwind. And before you know it, it's too fucking late.
I'm out of the country. I'm leaving the country.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go over to Europe.
I would seriously think about Portugal.
We got property over there. We got Alan's family got property.
Where?
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, Slovakia.
Where?
Slovakia.
Where's that?
Near Czech Republic.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at least it's something else. Okay, Slovakia. Yeah, well, so your wife is Slovakian. Mm-hmm. Slovakia, of course. But I would probably, I don't know if I'd want, I think I'd want to be in Portugal. I think your money will go. But then again, then people will probably start flocking there. I really don't know. I don't know if there'll be anybody said, maybe you're going to have to go to the fucking, maybe I'll volunteer for a fucking mission to Mars or some shit. I don't know. That may not even be far enough away. Who the fuck knows?
It was
maybe I'm over rocking head to fucking Pluto, man.
Did you see that conspiracy thing they had on Netflix about we have a secret base on the moon and on Mars?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, go to Netflix and look for it. Just go look for a conspiracy theory. They go through all the stuff from way back with the Queen and King and all the stuff that they did and all the stuff they covered between all the generations and all. It was pretty interesting. Some of it you listen to and you say, oh, yeah, that did happen, you know?
Well, yeah, but you really think that that's not. I don't believe that. There's still people who think we never landed on the fucking moon. But we did. Regardless of what they were to say. We did.
Again, another way to control people.
Well,
that's all it boils down to.
You could say that. You could say that. All that I'm saying is that I just listed up probably 25 fucking things. Say fucking 10% of them are true. Just pick any two of those that are true. Pick two of them.
Right, but a lot of
any one of them is terrible for this country. Two of them is even worse. 10 of them is catastrophic. All of them, we're done. Done. And it'll happen fast. And it won't be like doing it because it'll be everybody around him. And they'll whip the fucking leash out of him. He's got to change. He'll probably fucking resign fucking January 27th. I'm getting too old for this shit. He's been president for 7 days. But whoever the hell's the vice president, take off. And boom, it's done. It can happen.
Of course it can happen.
Oh, absolutely. And if you I can almost guarantee if they get in and they have control of everything, the voting, all that, you will never see another Republican in the White House if they get control at first, because that's the first thing they'll go after, to make sure that they always have that fucking power and control over the fucking people. These are evil fucking people. I don't give a shit what you say. They're evil fucking people. They really are.
On that note, we're going to be out of here for the week.
All right, well, listen.